Father Yahweh, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace on this, your high holy Sabbath day. As we come to the end of this Sabbath day, Father, we come before you with open hearts to receive your implanted word. We ask, Father, that you would bless us, that you would be with your servants at this time, that you would truly help us to be in one with you this day. As we seek, Father, your faith, and we seek to be in your kingdom, we ask that you would help us to overcome this life and Satan the devil. Truly, Father, bless us with more of your spirit, that we would walk hand in hand with you through your Son, Yahshua the Messiah's great sacrifice. And in his holy name, we ask all his favors and blessings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yalla is the closing of the gates. This service is meant to end the Day of Atonement, to literally close them in the temple and to dismiss the worshipers and to close them in the heavens after our fates have been sealed for another year. Since we have Yahshua as our Savior, our hope, we rejoice before Yahweh even during this time of fasting. Those who do not have Yahshua must fear. We must make our calling and election sure in Yahshua. We'll start off in 2 Peter chapter 1. In 2 Peter chapter 1, we'll start in verse 10. It says, therefore, brethren, give the more diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never stumble. For thus shall be richly supplied to you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our sovereign and Savior, Yahshua the Messiah. Truly, we want to be in that kingdom. So therefore, we want to overcome this life. And for us to do so, we have to be at one with Almighty Yahweh, and we have to be his people. In Romans chapter 9, come with me there, we'll start in verse 6. Romans 9, verse 6. But it is not as though the word of Yahweh has come to nothing, for they are not all Israel that are of Israel, neither because they are Abraham's seed are they all children. But in Isaac shall your seed be called. That is, it is not the children of the flesh that are the children of Yahweh, but the children of the promise are reckoned for seed. For this is a word of promise. According to this season will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only so, but Rebekah also conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. For the children not yet being born, neither having done anything good or bad, that the purpose of Yahweh according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calls, it was said to her, the older shall serve the younger, even as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Yahweh? By no means. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that wills, nor of him that runs, but of Yahweh that has mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose did I raise you up, that I might show you in your power, and that my name might be published abroad in all the earth. So then he has mercy on whom he will, and whom he will he hardens. Then you will say to me, why does he still find fault? For who withstands his will? But know, O man, who are you that replies against Elohim? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why did you make me like this? Or does the potter not have right over the clay to make from the same lump one part a vessel to honor and another to dishonor? What is Elohim willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience, vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory upon the vessels of mercy, which he previously prepared for glory, even us, whom he also called, not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles, as he said also in Hosea, I will call that my people, which was not my people, and her beloved that was not beloved. And it shall be that in the place where where they shall be called the sons of the living Elohim, and Isaiah cries concerning Israel, if the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, it is a remnant that will be saved. And we know a remnant is a small amount. For Yahweh will execute his word upon the earth, finishing it and cutting it short. And as Isaiah has said before, except Yahweh, Sabaoth, had left us a seed, we should have become as Sodom and should have been made like Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles who did not follow righteousness attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, following after a law of righteousness, did not arrive at that law. Why? Because they sought it not by faith. But, and that's because, and I have in my notes here in the Talmud, they sought it after the law of righteousness. They added to the law. Why? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by works. They stumbled at the stone of stumbling, even as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling, being and a rock of offense, and he that believes on him shall not be put to shame. Romans 11, verse 1, it says, I say then, did Yahweh cast off his people? By no means. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Yahweh did not cast off his people, who he previously knew. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Eliah, how he pleads with Yahweh against Israel? Yahweh, they have killed your prophets. They have digged down your altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what answer did Yahweh give to him? I have left for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so, then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace, brethren. But if it is by grace, it is no more of work. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. What then? That which Israel seeks for, that he obtained not, but the election obtained it, and the rest were hardened, according as it is written. Yahweh gave them the spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, to this very day. And David says, let their table be made a snare and a trap, and a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their backs always. I say then, if they stumble in, that they might fall, by no means, but by their fall salvation has come to the Gentiles, to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if their fall is the riches of the world, and their loss the riches to the of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? But I speak to you that are Gentiles, because I am an apostle of Gentiles. I glorify my ministry, if by any means I may provoke to jealousy them that are my flesh, and may save some of them. For if the casting away of them is the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? And if the first fruit is holy, so is the lump. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. The amazing thing here that really comes to fruition here is that Paul had an issue with Gentiles prior to his conversion. See? And Yahweh took him from being, as he says, an Israelite of Israelites from the tribe of Benjamin to an apostle to the Gentiles. In verse 17, it says, but if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive were grafted in among them, and did become partakers with them of the root of the fatness of the olive tree, which is Israel, glory not over the branches, but if you glory, it is not you that bear the root, but the root you. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, by their unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by your faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if Yahweh did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. So we can't get a big ego and think that we're something because we've been grafted in. Behold the goodness and severity of Yahweh toward them that fell. Severity, but toward you, Yahweh's goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you will also be cut off, and they also, if they continue not in their unbelief, shall be grafted in. And that's those of the Jewish people who have been cut off. They can be grafted in again. For, in verse 24, if you were cut out of that which is by nature the wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which are natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, have you ignorant of this mystery, lest you may be wise in your own conceit, that a hardening in part has befallen Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles may come in, and so all Israel shall be saved. Even as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer. And that deliverer is Yahshua the Messiah. And he shall turn away lawlessness from Jacob. And this is my covenant to them, when I shall take away their sin. Jeremiah 31:31-34, that new covenant. As touching, in verse 28, the good tidings, their enemies, for your sake, but as touching the election, they are beloved for their father's sake. For the gifts and the calling of Yahweh are not repented of. For as you in times past were disobedient to Yahweh, you were sinners against Yahweh, but now have obtained mercy by their disobedience. Even so, these also now have been disobedient, that by the mercy shown to you, they also may now obtain mercy. For Yahweh has shut up all to disobedience, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, that the depth of his riches, both of the wisdom and of the knowledge of Yahweh, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past tracing out. For who has known the mind of Yahweh, or who has been his counselor? For who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed to him again. For of him, and through him, and to him, are all things. To him be the glory, to the ages. Amen. Our closing passage is going to be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, and we'll start in verse 2. We give thanks to Yahweh always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Now, that's something we need to do on a daily basis, brethren. We need to pray for one another, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, before our El and Father, knowing, brethren, beloved of Yahweh, your election, how that our good tidings came not to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and much assurance, even as you know what manner of men we showed ourselves toward you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Master, having received the word in much affliction. Now, the affliction that we went through today was nothing compared to the affliction that the Apostolic Assembly went through. But this is something that we have to go through according to the Scriptures each and every year. It says, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you has sounded forth the word of Yahweh, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith toward Elohim has gone forth. So everywhere we go, brethren, our faith should be manifested. People should be speaking of what we are doing and showing our faith to Yahweh. For they themselves, in verse 9, report concerning us what manner of entering in we had to you, and how you turned to Yahweh from idols, how you repented with teshuvah to serve a living and true Elohim, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Yahshua, who delivers us from the wrath to come. And truly, Yahshua has given us the freedom and the victory over the wrath to come, that wrath which is coming upon this earth. Almighty Yahweh has delivered us from the wrath to come by his Spirit, by his Son's blood, which is the seal of the covenant. If you accepted the blood of Yahshua, you will receive the Holy Spirit, which is necessary as children of the covenant, the elect. At this time, we'll have a closing prayer. Father Yahweh, we come before you again on this evening's hour, in the last fleeting minutes of this Day of Atonement. We ask, Father, that you would forgive each and every one of your servants. Forgive each and every one of our sins. That Yahshua's blood, our advocate, our atonement sacrifice, cleanse each and every one of our lives. Truly, Father, we accept Yahshua's sacrifice. And we ask that you would forgive us for our sins. And that you would bless your servants as we seek to do that which is right in your sight. We love you, Father, and we thank you. And this is why we're still gathered together, to give glory to you and praise to you. We love you and thank you for the many blessings you bestowed upon your servant. Forgive us, Father, for our sins, which have been many and great. But we know, Father, that Yahshua's sacrifice is greater. His blood can cleanse any sin. So we ask, Father, that you would again be with your servants and your people. As we close out this service, as the gates are being closed, Father, in heaven, we ask that you would forgive your people, and that you would bless us and be with us. We ask all these favors and blessings in Yahshua the Messiah's holy name. Hallelujah. In Numbers chapter 6, blessings, the Aaronic blessings. In verse 22, we read, and Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel. You shall say to them, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And Yahweh lift up his face to you and give you peace. And so shall they put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. And we'll say the Shema together. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is Elohim, Yahweh is one. And you shall love Yahweh Elohim with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be thoughtless between your eyes, and you shall write them upon the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And our benediction, actually, before we do our benediction, we will have a closing song. We have a few minutes yet. So let me go to the music. And we'll sing Hear My Cry.
Hear my cry, Yahweh, send to my prayer from the end of the earth. I will cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you, O God, have heard my cry. You have given me the heavenly I will abide in your presence forever, so will I ever sing your praise. Hear my cry, send to my friend. I will cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Into the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a song out from the enemy. I will abide in your presence forever. I will trust in my comfort of glory. Hear my cry, Yahweh, and hear my prayer. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I will cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead to the rock that is higher than I. My cry, Yahweh, and hear my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Into the rocks and fire than I.
Take your psalm and selective scriptures in hand. Turn with me to page number 145. We'll read Judah verses 24 and 25 to end. That's the bottom of page 145. Now to him that is able to guard you from stumbling and to set you before the presence of his glory without blemish and exceeding joy, to the only Elohim, our Savior, to Yahshua the Messiah, our Sovereign, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power before all time and now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you.
Hallelujah. Happy to tell you who you are. Blessed is the God to tell you who you are. Sorry, let's keep getting easier. I probably don't have to do that. I probably don't have
that. See you at the feast. Well, you got the other crackers, right? I might buy them again. Never again. No, I know, but I'm just telling him. I might buy them again.
I'm the commander-in-chief.
You're not even your own commander-in-chief.
Well, Mark,